Okay, here we go. Hour number two. We're going to take the next 2 hours and talk about a lot of very rather eclectic angles that aren't being spoken about in terms of the assault on humanity via vaccine, or what they're calling vaccine. It's much more than just the spike protein, and I know most of the media doctors, media medical marvels, are talking about the spike protein, and with good reason. But there's much more to this. It's a very deep, a very Byzantine, a very satanic evil that has been perpetrated and unleashed on humankind. And it's not going to slow down, believe it. And if you'll notice, they must be laughing their tails off at the lack of any honest-to-God pushback by the sheep. They're doing nothing. They're taking their shots, and now Pfizer is saying, well, gee, our vaccines, even with two shots, are beginning to wear off. They're not producing the antibodies we need, and we're going to have to give a booster shot. Well, what they're talking about is every 6 months or maybe every 3 months. Serve their purposes fine. They netted $1 billion, remember, in the first 6 months of this campaign of death and destruction. I think 25% overall of the people who have accepted the kill shot have reported damage, injury, and discomfort at the very least. But it's more than that. These people have been permanently, irrevocably harmed. And it's going to begin to manifest itself very soon. You're going to see people with any number of major catastrophic diseases beginning probably this fall. I do believe that Tenpenny was right. She said about 6 months after, you should begin to see these things. We have had reports already of acute leukemias showing up where they shouldn't. You've seen the stories about heart inflammatory conditions, myocarditis, which has been striking teenage boys in particular, and their lives are over. 66% will apparently perish within 6 years, according to some projections. And they are projections. We have no hard science on this, but those are pretty good guesses by the people involved. All right, to share the mic and to help bring you up to date tonight is Erica Kahn, standing by up somewhere in the New England area. Hello, Erica. Welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Good evening. It's good to be back.
Yeah, all things considered, yeah, things could be worse.
We're still here.
That's it. That's no joke. Tell us what the latest scan is, and Erica scans medical papers, science, hard science, and social media to watch for trends and things, and a lot of the data we have been able to publish is from her. What are you seeing in terms of people who are simply around those who have been turned into GMO manufacturing centers for the spike protein and maybe other things as well. We have a number of points and things I've laid out we're going to go through in the next 2 hours, but what are you seeing in terms of people who are otherwise innocent, trying to live a clean life, want nothing to do with the shots, and yet they're exposed to something or some things from people who have been vaccinated? And it's, I should say this too, it's very hard for them to draw the line when it comes to loved ones and friends and colleagues. They just don't want it. It's, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't hear it. So what is it? I mean, I guess if you've got tinnitus, you can hear it. But in general, what are you seeing?
It's more of the same. People that are forced to be in the presence of vaxxed people on a daily basis are oftentimes manifesting the same symptoms as if they had been vaxxed or sickened with something. And it's uncomfortable. I mean, it's flu-like symptoms. It's headaches, dizziness, heart palpitations, bleeding, weird rashes.
So you're
rashes.
Talking about the same feminine problems. We're talking about herpes, we're talking about shingles, we're talking about rashes, we're talking about people that all of a sudden bruise easily. We're talking about a whole myriad of different things. And
yeah,
this is
men,
just,
women, and children.
Just
all,
being
across
reported.
The board.
Yeah. And all these people have to do is be in proximity, 3-4 feet, of someone who's been vaxxed. And that those, apparently, those shedding operations, if you can call them that, begin almost immediately, within hours, once somebody mm-hmm. gets shot. Correct?
Yes. Yep. I mean, some of the reports are truly alarming. There was one that I read today. I believe it was a 5-year-old child that was spending time with his father who had been vaxxed, and the kid has now some kind of wasting disorder. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. You know, clearly there's something wrong, but what is it? And the mother claims that when she's around the kid trying to comfort him, she can feel some type of energy coming off of him.
Well, that sounds... Some people can jump up and say, well, that sounds a little flaky. But no, I don't find it flaky at all. This is all right. Now, this kid has just again been in close proximity to someone who's been vaxxed. That's what you're telling us. This is so
yeah.
important. People, you go into a store and you sit down and you converse with a clerk, right? And the clerk, they're not wearing masks anymore. And we know they're exhaling spike protein. We know they're exhaling other things in all likelihood. And you're breathing them right in, unless you've got a mask on. And it's got to be an N95 for you to have a chance. And what I do is put wet tissue paper on the inside of it, because the moisture will capture some things that come in. And it's a little sticky, so to speak. This is really not good. Go ahead.
No, and I've done some additional homework here. I went back and I read the patent for the Moderna vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the one that uses the lipid nanoparticles and the modified, that means synthetic, mRNA. And I think there's been a question all along whether or not this thing can actually shed. Can the mRNA shed? Well, if you look at their patent, section 182, it does clearly say that the MM, that's modified mRNA, can be shed in the form of exosomes.
Really? It's right. So they admitted it in the patent. It's right there.
Black and white. It's one paragraph. I can read it. It says...
Wait. Go ahead and read it, because this is... You're not seeing anybody... I'm telling you, all out there, very kindly, you're not hearing any of this, and it's very important... from most other sources. So go ahead and read that. This is from the patent.
Yeah. In one embodiment, the polynucleotides, primary constructs, or mmRNA, of the present invention may be quantified in exosomes derived from one or more bodily fluid. As used herein, bodily fluids include peripheral blood, serum, plasma, ascites, urine, cerebrospinal fluid, sputum, saliva, bone marrow, synovial fluid, aqueous humor, amniotic fluid, cerumen, breast milk, bronchoalveolar lavage fluid, semen, prostatic fluid, Cooper's fluid, or pre-ejaculatory fluid, sweat, fecal matter, hair, tears, cyst fluid, pleural and peritoneal fluid, pericardial fluid, lymph, chyme, chyle, bile, interstitial fluid, menses, pus, sebum, vomit, vaginal secretions, mucosal secretion, stool water, pancreatic juice, lavage fluids from sinus cavities, bronchopulmonary aspirates, blastocyst, cavity fluid, umbilical cord, blood. Alternatively, exosomes may be retrieved from an organ selected from the group consisting of lung, heart, pancreas, stomach, intestine, bladder, kidney, ovary, testes, skin, colon, breast, prostate, brain, esophagus, liver, and placenta.
So, well, what you just said was the whole body is completely penetrated.
It's a factory. So this is not the spike protein. This is the genetic code for the spike protein. Now, there is a question as to whether or not it's fully intact. In other words, can it be read and expressed by another person once it releases from the vaccinee? Because it may just be fragments, or it may be whole, or it may be altered in some way. But this stuff is detectable. They are able to distinguish it from somebody's native mRNA. I mean, they know because it's synthetic and it's got a certain signature to it. So they know this stuff can shed. So if you've been around somebody that had this back...
It is. S-O-M-E-S.
Exosomes.
Just so you all know, the formal definition is membrane-bound extracellular vesicles that are produced in the endosomal compartment of most eukaryotic cells. All right, in other words, to keep it simple, your body's throwing them off, releasing them, producing them. And we don't know what they all are. Everyone's hanging their hat on spike protein. That's fine. That's a good hook. But what we present, what Erica presents, is that there are other things that are derivative of these vaccines that are being produced and are being dumped off as well.
This is a total witch's brew of ingredients. If anyone wants to take the time to really look at this patent and see what the possibilities are, and they've left themselves a lot of leeway to change, add, delete, anything, virtually anything. And being that there's been a number of these reports seem to be suggestive of radiation poisoning, one of the questions I've had all along is could there be radionucleotides in these things?
Yep.
Well, the answer is yes.
It's
as
right
well
there
as
in
chemotherapeutic. Yes, it's in the patent. And I could read just a few of those.
Hold on. Now, this is the Moderna patent, right? This is Moderna. And
this is
these
patent,
are...
now, for the record, it's patent number U.S. 2020/0354423A1, issued November 12 of 2020. The title is Modified Polynucleotides for the Production of Secreted Proteins.
Secreted proteins. Proteins, remember, are almost limitless in their configuration, their job, their description, what they do, where they come from. Proteins are for you newcomers, are much smaller than viruses, about 10 times smaller on average. Proteins for everything, okay? Proteins galore. They are what the body dumps. It's a kind of a whole language, physiologically speaking, in a way. And everyone speaks a different formulation of that language. Go ahead. This is now what she's going to do is read, and I know we're not scientists out here, but I want to hear what some of these ingredients are in the Moderna vaccine. And then a little later we're going to hear Dr. Martin talk about the timeline progression of the granting of some of these patents. And it's a joke. They're all out of sequence in terms of when they should have been granted. So, yeah, all right, go ahead and read a few things. Now, she said this is a witch's brew. This is Satan's own potion, believe it. It's a terrible potion. Go ahead.
It's hideous. Okay, this is section 712. In some embodiments, the payload may be a therapeutic agent, such as a cytotoxin, radioactive ion, chemotherapeutic, or other therapeutic agent. A cytotoxin or cytotoxic agent includes any agent that may be detrimental to cells. Examples include...
Repeat that, please. I'm sorry. Please repeat that, the last half sentence. Cytotoxin.
A cytotoxin or cytotoxic agent includes any agent that may be detrimental to cells.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Examples include, now this is long, I won't read all of them. I mean, this is just, it's every chemotherapy drug on the market, I think. Examples include, but are not limited to, Taxol, otherwise known as tamoxifen, cytokalasin B, gramicidin D, ethidium bromide, emetine, mitomycin, etoposide, tenipicide, vincristine, vinblastine, colchicine, doxorubicin, danorubicin, dihoxyanthocyanidine, mitoxanthrone, mithromycin, dehydrotestosterone, glucocorticoids, procaine, tetracaine, lidocaine, propanolol. All right, so it goes on and on.
Way on and on. And that's what's in the vax. That's what's in the vax. You feel lucky today,
but not limited, not necessarily limited to that. Okay, so we've
also got... They were very upfront. Now, wait, what, and that means they can add anything they want at any time by the phrase not limited to.
For radioactive ions, they may include, but are not limited to, iodine, as in iodine-125 or iodine-131, strontium-89, phosphorus, palladium, cesium, iridium, phosphate, cobalt, yttrium-90, samarium-153, and praseodymium.
And they didn't say which cobalt. They didn't say 59, cobalt 60. They didn't say which cesium. The cesium twins, one of the two killers that came and are still coming out of, and will always come out of Fukushima. Iodine-125 was another one that was coming out of Fukushima. These are catastrophic radioactive issues. Now, they'll say, well, they're not in any amount that could hurt anybody. Well, I say BS on that. They can hurt somebody with one molecule or whatever the form is. It doesn't matter.
Well, especially, you know, if they've put it into a nano-size lipid delivery system where it's...
Yeah.
Intended to get into a cell. It's not just going to float around outside the cell. It's going into the cell. And they are. These are designated as cytotoxic agents. That's why they use them for cancer.
And we all know how effective cancer chemotherapy is. I don't know how many got to hear it. If you didn't get to hear last night's middle hour with Geert Kirsten, I hope you did. Really on the footsteps of having proven that there is a different way to approach cancer before the body and its immune system are destroyed with chemotherapy. All right, that was the big groundwork of this whole presentation last night, which apparently really got a lot of traction and ran all over the place from what I understand. A lot of stock investors and so forth. 30 years they've been working on this, all right? It's a phenomenal step forward in the generic, medically acceptable way to treat and deal with cancer, especially neck and face cancers. That's what they've concentrated on. So there you go. Okay. Very good job on that. I just want you to know that's just the Moderna. We're not talking about the AZ or the Pfizer. Or any of the others, we're just talking about Johnson & Johnson is an adenovirus-based, supposedly, although with the way they write these patents, you know, you begin to wonder, can they change them completely?
Right.
It seems like they're leaving themselves a hell of a lot of room to do just that kind of thing. All right, so back to the real world, commerce, human commerce, social, societal commerce as we know it, any kind of commerce, and I do mean people traveling as commerce. Airlines. We're going to start with airlines tonight. And I know a professional commercial airline pilot. I think I know a couple of them, but this gentleman has been very forthcoming. We do know that United Airlines has been vicious in its attempts to force pilots to take the vaccine. We do know that the story of the four British Airways pilots who died in a week has been debunked, or they tried to debunk it by calling out. If you'd look this up, every one of these so-called fact-checking organizations has come out to say it's not true, it's not true, which means it's 100% true. Whenever you see these fact-checkers called to order and then sent out to debunk something, you know they're covering up. That's what they're doing. So what do you know about the latest with respect to airlines, Erica?
The last I heard was in Canada, they've taken an official stance, the government has taken an official stance that if a pilot has had the vax, they should be prohibited
grounded.
From flying.
They're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
They lose their medical certification, they're done. Okay?
Yeah, they're a liability now, so they cannot well, I mean, they've been told they can't fly or pilot a plane.
Any
so
plane,
that's essentially
really.
Going to cripple the airline industry,
right.
at least temporarily. And I think the goal is to more or less shut down the airline industry. I know in the UK they want to close all airports within 10 years.
10 years. No more airports in the UK. And that's an avowed goal. Of course, the UK is headed down to 14 million people, according to Deagle, from 76 million, I think it is, down to 14. I have this image of the royal family going back to living in castles and lording it over Great Britain. I
yeah.
do. I think that's what their aim is, to have serfs mm-hmm. and just rolling fields, and I guess they'll just let the cities go to hell, which many of them are on the way to already. All right, when we come back, I'm going to read an email I got from a commercial airlines pilot, a very good one, and we'll get some more commentary going on that as well. Coming up next is Erica and I continue for you on this Wednesday night. More despicable all the time. Obama's health secretary says unvaxxed Americans should not be allowed to work or have children near them. Meanwhile, Senator Dick Durbin says, and he's right, I don't know if he believes it, he says millions have died from the vaccines worldwide. He's right. I wouldn't be at all surprised. In fact, I'd expect it. And this number here in the U.S., what is it, Erica? 6,000 now? Bears? Dead? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I've also seen that they've willfully or deliberately deleted a number of reports, something like at least 1,500 reports or something. So that number can't be trusted.
That's a lie.
This is what they're admitting to, but the actual number is...
Oh, it's 50,000 minimum and probably 250,000.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guess.
Yeah, easily.
So, and they're calling it, oh, he had a heart attack. Oh, she had kidney failure. Oh, they had whatever. It's all lies. You don't have a government. And I'm speaking to a lot of you around the world. You don't have a representative government. We used to here. We lost it. We don't have a representative government anymore. We have a communist, Bolshevik, Marxist, Leninist, overseer construct that is taking us and wringing us out, our freedoms, our liberties, wringing us out like a dish rag. And no one's saying anything about it to speak of. I mean, we are, and there are some. I don't mean to say that with absolute certainty. I'm just saying that it's not a good situation here. And if you're in a country where you still have a voice, for God's sakes, use it. Don't play games. All right. Let me find this thing I'm going to read here. Where did it go? You ever had so many windows open on your computer? When you click something, it just vanishes? All right. Is that it? No, that's not it. I got to find it here. All right. Well, while I'm looking in my incompetence, here I found it. There's just too many windows open. This is from a professional commercial pilot. I'm on my way home from my work week, and I flew with three different guys. The first was from, I'll just say, overseas. And he didn't get the shot. He was actually a good guy and informed. He knew what was going on. The second took the shot. He has a son going through chemo due to leukemia. And I guess he had to take the shot so he could be, I don't know. He says, I told a friend that all the cancer patients bet COVID, radiation, and chemo kill it. He was shocked. I don't understand that sentence either. All the cancer patients are betting that COVID, radiation, and chemo kill it. He was shocked. The third guy, I assume this is a co-pilot, was shaking like a leaf. His hands trembled like he had early onset Parkinson's. He was also very forgetful. As for me, when I returned home last week after working with him, I got sicker than a dog. I've had some strange intestinal thing. I triple-dosed everything, hit the colloidal silver, and it took the better part of 5 days to recover. Part of me wonders if it was inhaled spike protein, obviously up in the cockpit, from these idiots I work with. Whatever it was, it seems to have gone away finally. He has a friend who works in a hospital, says that they are seeing almost no COVID cases, and those they are seeing are the typical profile, already sick or vaccinated. See if I want to read anything else here without giving anything away. No, that's enough. All right, you get the idea. A pilot, non-vaxxed, gets in the cockpit with a vaxxed co-pilot. He gets sick. The vaxxed co-pilot is trembling like a leaf and acting like he has early onset Parkinson's and is also very forgetful. Now, what if the pilot and the co-pilot are like that and they're still flying and they're not talking about it much? They're trying to preserve their careers. How do you feel? How do you feel? Erica?
That's a little frightening. I think it's a matter of time before, you know, some of these planes can fly on their own.
I've asked about that. And they say yes, but then they say no. And I'm not sure if it's a secret and they're not supposed to talk about it. I can't get, for my own satisfaction, get that locked in. But I understand exactly what you're saying. Supposedly, they put these auto land software systems in airliners years ago. And I know they're in private planes. They can do that. So that's kind of an unknown. Maybe if some of you out there know, you could let, if you have absolute proof about that, it would be helpful. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, we're talking about, you know, a technical job and, you know, along with the ground crew, the mechanics responsible for the safety checks. I think it's a matter of time before there's some major screw up that's going to be catastrophic.
I said that to the pilot and he agreed.
Yeah. I see it in everyday life. I'm just observing the way people are driving lately is concerning. Maybe it's always been there and just noticing it more, but I don't think so. I'm seeing more road rage. I'm seeing more erratic behavior. I mean, it's more than just distracted driving. It's people, they seem to not be making good judgments. Their reflexes seem to be slow. It's like they're not processing information fast enough.
I was on the highway today, and I have never seen more consistent tailgating. I don't remember seeing it. I mean,
right.
These people are doing 70, and they're 20 feet behind the car in front of them. That's all. Supposed
yeah.
to be one car length. Forget it. No.
Yeah.
So, I think you're right. And on the city streets, people are cutting in and out more. I think that is true. I think they're doing a lot of things that are just not real smart. Here's another aspect on the pilot thing. United Airlines is attempting to force pilots, induce them with 3 days extra pay or whatever. Leaked emails expose United Airlines forcing pilots to take the kill shot, get jabbed, or go broke. In other words, they're going to be gone. All right, this is an excerpt from the Stu Peters show. I call him Beef Stew. He's a tough guy, and he's like a rabid terrier. He just goes right after this stuff. All right, well, anyway, here's Beef Stew going about this United Airlines thing.
Now, at first glance, the Airline Pilots Association, along with specific carriers like United Airlines, as well as the so-called media, make it appear as if there's no mandate for pilots. It's reported the jab is strictly voluntary and that no disciplinary or punitive action will be taken against pilots that exercise their medical freedom and decide against the inoculation for whatever reason. Their reasons are none of our business because one's medical history, conditions, diagnoses, and treatments are meant to be kept confidential. It's none of your employer's business, not your neighbor, your child's teacher, your pastor, your union rep, the lady handing you your movie theater ticket. It's just none of anyone's business, period. So after a small amount of digging, it didn't take much, the Stu Peters Show has uncovered the truth. What's being broadcast publicly is not the truth, and the truth is being hidden from you to protect the bottom line for airline companies at the bottom of the food chain and all the way up to corporate executives, the hedge funds that financially back the carriers, and then, of course, those that manage and invest in those hedge funds. The point is, your life can be sacrificed, and it really means absolutely nothing to these people so long as the big bucks continue to flow and flow without interruption. Don't get in the way. United Airlines and the Airline Pilots Association have openly released a monetary bonus for those that decide in favor of the jab, offering 13 and a half hours of flight pay bonus, which ends up being anywhere between $2,500 and $4,800, depending on what seat the pilot occupies, the level of their history, etc.
So you're going to take that money so you can exhibit early onset Parkinson's, shake like a leaf, and have memory problems in the cockpit. Very clever. Very clever.
What United Airlines does not want you to know is that a letter of agreement between United Airlines, Inc. and the pilots represented by the Airline Pilots Association International paints a completely different picture than what they've represented to the media and to the public. The truth is, United Airlines is going to give pilots a choice, get jabbed or be grounded, essentially giving pilots an ultimatum, get vaccinated or lose your income. This is incredibly dangerous for the pilots, and both United Airlines and the airline pilots...
Wait, Stu, what about the people in back of the pilots? Don't forget them.
...association have demonstrated they don't care. But what's more alarming is the risk that they're passing on to you.
There you go.
They are ignoring a risk to what TSA checkpoint travel numbers indicate are millions per day, over 2 million on Saturday. Now, according to the letter of agreement, if a restricted city or a vaccinated city is in an unvaxxed pilot's monthly schedule, there are serious consequences. That
Hey, Erica, what the hell's a vaccinated city?
Good question.
Is this United's way of saying certain cities are considered vaccinated because of alleged percentages of kill shots? I don't get it.
That's the first time I've heard it. Maybe.
All right. An unvaccinated pilot with a trip that contains a restricted segment, I guess that's an off-limits city, will be removed without pay from that trip 14 days prior to the scheduled departure date of the first restricted segment within the trip. Restricted segment meaning stop. You got to stop here, you got to stop there. In accordance with section blah, blah, blah. The underlying days of the dropped trip will be blocked with DNF or a similar code. I thought it was DNR for a moment there, as in do not resuscitate. That prevents trading into or picking up any other trips operating on the underlying blocked days. This code will be removed when the pilot provides proof of vaccination. All right, let's go back to Beef.
Yeah. Pilot will be removed from that trip without pay. Those days then become blocked, so the pilot is unable to pick up flights to an unrestricted city and unable to make up for that loss of pay. And if that pilot wants to struggle to find trips to pick up in order to pay his or her bills, they must pick up trips that land on their days off. Senior unvaxxed pilots might be able to avoid restricted cities, but junior unvaxxed pilots could receive a schedule with multiple restricted cities in it, meaning they would be sitting on the bench, riding the pine at home on the couch with no available trips, no way to make them up, and no pay. Junior pilots get the last selection of the open trips, which they would require to take on their days off, and that's because senior pilots are entitled to first dibs naturally on these particular flights, meaning that there is an extremely high probability that since junior pilots will not have available trips to pick up, there's an excellent chance that junior unvaxxed pilots will not be in a position to make up any loss of pay. Well, Stu, how does this make a difference to me?
Yeah, I wonder if he answers himself.
As I read on, the LOA indicates a small provision where if a trip becomes a vaccine destination after the monthly schedule is released and inside of 2 weeks.
Okay, we got the idea. Now, I want to know how United Airlines determines what a restricted city is or is not. That's the big angle here. That's kind of pushing it a little bit. What's a restricted city?
I don't know.
All right, well, that sums it up. I don't either. So it's in
sounds
the, it's
like they're
in the
making day. Up their own rules to suit their agenda.
You got it.
Right. I mean, I think it's a matter of time once they get enough pilots, you know, acquiescing to these demands, then they institute a policy like Canada has, and suddenly they can't fly.
I agree. Just remember what I said about the fact checkers. Whenever you see, if you ever pull something up and do a search and you see the first 7 or 8 or 10 hits, fact check organization, USA Today fact checkers, press agencies, they have a lot of them now. They're all working for the other side. Just understand that. So the British Airways pilot's death story has been debunked by the official fact checkers. They're trying to hide that. So, okay, forget that. All right, the point is, when you fly, you don't know who's up front. And what are people going to do? What do? You're going to just roll the dice and say, if it's my turn, it's my turn, I guess. Or you can walk. Or you can ride a bike, like Frosty Woolridge does. Or you can drive. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to, I guess, just whatever your tolerance for risk is, make your decision accordingly.
Okay. All right, now we've got a number of other things to go through. I'm going to probably hold these over until the top of the hour. But do you know anybody who is flying actively now? Are they even talking about this? Is anybody concerned about being in a tube full of 200 people who are exuding spike proteins
and
God knows what else? What do you know?
Yes. I know a couple people who have traveled recently. Both of them were sick upon their return with something. I've heard rumors that I guess flying right now is just a horror show, in that people's behavior is really at an all-time, I don't know what you call it, but unrestrained. They're just obnoxious. The flight attendants are a lot of them are calling in sick because they just don't want to deal with it. Many of the flight attendants have had the vax. The women are all having menstrual issues. It's just a horror show. Between people's behavior, the crews feeling sick, tired, abused.
Oh, and they are. And they're not going to say anything because they don't want to lose their jobs. But secondly,
right,
they are being abused, obviously, by some of these major carriers. No doubt. No doubt. So what about people who have to fly? Okay, they have to fly. They've got to fly. What can they do on the plane to help themselves? Now, that woman who was forcibly duct-taped into her seat because she tried to open the door at 35,000 feet, that's another crazy thing. They didn't mention if she was vaxxed or not. But what about people who have to fly? What can they do to breathe minimally? Well, you go back to that same old question. How many spike proteins does it take to make somebody sick?
And is it just the spike protein, or is it the spike protein that's been magnetized? Yeah. Is it a radioactive spike protein?
I agree. I think you're right. I think that people are dumping off potentially many things to other people.
I saw one report. This is a woman that rides a bus. She has to wear a mask to ride a bus every day, and these are her words. Masks do not work against spike protein shedding from skin to skin or inhalation. I have to wear a mask on a public bus. I get severely sick the next day after riding the bus. The mask never worked anyway. Wow. Most cases were inflated regardless of wearing masks and social distancing. Well, I don't know. I mean, you can use one of these personal air purifiers or ionizers that you wear around your neck in a lanyard or something, or on your belt buckle.
I'll have more on those, what she's talking about. Excuse the interruption. I'll have more on those in the very near future for all of you.
Yeah,
you don't have to
that's
use them
one
flying.
Way.
You can use them anywhere. Go ahead.
The technology is such that you can create a kind of a bubble that extends about 3 feet around you just by wearing one of these things that should, I guess it's been tested actually, it puts out negative ions so that, you know, it'll keep these positively charged ones from coming into your space.
I talked
so
to the scientist.
Might be something.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's a positive negative interaction. And it will, let's assume that the spike protein is positively charged. I could be wrong, but I think that's correct. And it runs into a negatively charged ion. It according to the scientist, he said it disables it. It deconstructs it. It's just poof. So that's
something. I think at a minimum that would help.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You'd think that these planes would put in something. But they don't. They don't put, even in a hospital, they don't even put an ozone air scrubber in their return air systems.
I know.
They just,
you know, and a filter, there's no pore size that's going to trap something in the nano range. I mean, filters only go down to microns, and these things are, the filter's not going to catch them. Your best bet is an ionizer. Or ozone, but
ozone.
I mean, you know, you're not going to wear ozone around your neck.
They actually make those.
Do they really?
I used to have one. Little 9-volt ozone generator. It's about half the size of a pack of cigarettes. So, and they have them online. Just look, traveling, portable, ozone unit worn around your neck. Whatever. Do some kind of a search like that. You'll find them. But the others, with the positive and negative ion release, they'll lock onto anything of their opposite polarity and disable it. And it's instant. That's what the scientists told me.
Yep.
So that's pretty neat. So there are things
something.
You can do. Yeah, there are things you can do. I mean, I'm ordering 3 of them, and I will wear one all the time. Unless I'm in a high wind, it will put a stream of positive and negative ions. Now, don't write because I don't have the actual data to post yet, but I will in the next day or two. So watch for it. And we'll get you all set up. Many of you want to anyway. Moderna, where did that go? The Moderna rep admits that the vaccine is experimental and everyone taking it is part of an experiment. Well, like we haven't said that here how many times? Crazy. All right, Erica Kahn and I will be back in a few minutes. We have a lot more to go through, so stay with us.